Welcome to a new episode of the LCJ Q&A podcast. I'm Lates Camera Jackson. Thank you for listening. Very funny new adult animated series, Hoops, premiering this Friday, August 21st on Netflix. Joining me right now is creator Ben Hoffman. Ben, thanks for being on the show today.
Jackson, thanks for having me, buddy.
On the San Diego Comic-Con at Home virtual panel that you did for the show a couple weeks ago, you said that Phil Lord and Christopher Miller, who are also executive producers on Hoops, told you that in order for the show to happen, it had to transition from being live action to animation. How shocked were you when you first heard that news?
I don't think I was shocked. I think I was probably more shocked that they wanted to make it in general. But I loved the idea. I was shocked that I was going to get into animation, but I was... Again, like I said, the bigger shock was that I've been a fan of their work and they wanted to work with me.
Yeah, well, it's paying off here. Phil Lord and Christopher Miller, of course, did the Lego movie and the Jump Street movies, and you guys are all involved in Hoops. It is about high school basketball. The main character is Coach Ben, who is voiced by Jake Johnson. Was his name always going to be Ben?
It was. It was written years ago. I had a show on Comedy Central. It was written for myself. Before I understood how poor of an actor I was. And then by the time I realized I wasn't funny or good on screen, I cast my old buddy Jake in it, and we just got too lazy to change the name.
Man, the opening scene of the first episode, which was also shown on the Comic-Con virtual panel, is Ben just lashing out at the ref. I mean, it is the ultimate a coach getting mad at the ref scene. And you do a similar kind of thing at the start of episode two when he keeps trying to make the last shot. How is it coming up with those cold opens, you know, right out of the gate? Is that one of the trickiest parts of writing these episodes?
Yeah, because it's a little tricky because they're more joke-based, so you really got to have a strong premise. But I do think it's weird. I don't know if you're a basketball fan, but it does seem like sports is the one place where it's, for some reason, socially acceptable for grown men to act like, you know, immature boys and scream like idiots. It's kind of thought of as, like, cool, almost, which is kind of gives you some leeway. I mean, I hate to say it, but as crazy as Jake's character acts in the show, it's probably not the craziest you've seen a coach act. I don't know if you're a basketball fan, but
oh, yeah.
I grew up, I'm from Kentucky, so I grew up watching, you know, Kentucky basketball and a lot of college basketball, watching Bobby Knight throw chairs, so it didn't seem that crazy to me, but watching it without the bleeps, you know, was kind of the fun of it.
Right.
Too. And having a character you could unleash like that made it fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when March Madness comes around every year and I got my bracket and I'm watching the coaches on the side, or I've seen some high school games over the years and things like that. And yes, some coaches can get aggressive and it is acceptable. It's an acceptable part of our culture and sports, and you document it well here on the show. And did you watch a lot of high school sports movies? There have been a lot of classic films about basketball in terms of preparation for the show and drawing inspiration for the show.
I didn't do it in preparation for it. Like I said, I grew up in Kentucky where basketball was the king, so I grew up with a lot of those movies in my DNA. I mean, you had to watch Hoosiers growing up. It was just part of growing up where I grew up. That stuff is kind of more in my DNA. I did not have to research basketball because I'm such a fan, so it was kind of already there. Like I said, growing up in a basketball-obsessed town was all the research I really needed.
Yeah, that makes sense. I didn't watch Hoosiers until about 5 years ago, and it blew me away. I really like it. One of my favorite sports movies. And
Holds up, huh? I heard that new Ben Affleck one was pretty good. Did you see it?
Yes, I saw The Way Back. It was actually one of the last films I saw in a theater before the major shutdown, and it is very good. It's a balance between a personal story involving him and the basketball scenes themselves, and it is a good raw story and performance from him.
Yeah, I was told it was the drama version of Hoops, so maybe I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, he's great in it. And I was thinking as I was watching these episodes of Hoops, man, if you could get Gene Hackman to come out of retirement and voice a character if the show gets picked up for season two, I think that would be amazing.
I'd love it. I would say he's on my wish list. My other wish list is I want some basketball players to watch, my wish list would be Gene Hackman, of course. I want LeBron in it. I want Rex Chapman in it. I want all my basketball heroes in it. Let's get Michael Jordan in it. Let's go for broke.
Yes, get Michael Jordan, get Shaq, get all kinds of people you could get into it. Yeah, and LeBron was so good as himself in Trainwreck, I'm sure he would have a ball being a part of this. That'd be awesome.
And he's doing the new Space Jam, right?
That's right. Yes, he's doing the sequel to Space Jam, which they've been working on. I've been talking with some of the animators and voice actors like Eric Bauza involved in it, and they're really enjoying working on the next Space Jam.
I can't wait.
I know. I can't wait either for it. And holy moly, you've got the hilarious Rob Riggle on the show here as well on Hoops. He voices Ben's dad. What percentage of his lines and the lines of the entire cast are ad-libbed versus what's in the script?
I don't know that I would know a percentage. The bigger thing I would say was we made sure the cast actors had strong comedy backgrounds. We weren't looking for, you know, Juilliard-trained actors. We wanted people who were funny. And people like Ron Funches, who were stand-ups, who knew how to make an audience laugh. And then once you have that, you just say, we would do a few lines as scripted, then just go off and do it on your own. And a lot of times we would take the improv take. It was just, percentage-wise, I wouldn't know, but it was quite a bit. It was quite a bit. I'll put it that way.
All right. Yeah, I met Rob years ago. He did an animation thing when the Oscars was rolling around. He's been involved in a lot of animated projects over the years, now including yours. And one of the things that stood out to me in watching the second episode, which is called My Two Dads, it features a reference to the true story that inspired the recent Natalie Portman movie, Lucy in the Sky, about the female astronaut who drove across the country in a diaper. Isn't that story just nuts and crazy and wild?
It is crazy. I didn't know it was inspiration for this. What is this movie?
Lucy in the Sky. It came out, I want to say October of last year, and it really didn't make a lot of money in theaters. Everybody thought, oh, this will get Natalie Portman to the Oscars again, but it didn't. She plays a slightly fictional version of the real woman who was involved in, who was the astronaut who drove in the diaper. And it was so funny to see that referenced in your show.
Oh, well, I didn't know about that movie, so now I got that and The Way Back. I got two movies to watch.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, she is good in it. I wish she got more attention for it. But yeah, what inspired you, honestly, to incorporate that into the second episode?
It was actually a writer on the show, Annabelle Seymour. It was her episode, and I didn't know the story, and she wrote it into the script. I thought it was really funny, and I said, where did you get this idea? And she had to explain to me that it was a real story. Mm. So it came from her. So just luck of the draw that she knew, had heard about that. And it was not part of my world, but I was happy to hear about it. And it was fun to animate, certainly.
Yeah, definitely. Ben Hoffman, the creator of Hoops, is my guest right now on the LCJ Q&A podcast. How is it for you? I've talked to a lot of creators over the years of some animated shows want to incorporate those pop culture references and things like that in them, and some want to avoid them completely. How is it for you deciding how many to incorporate, which ones, and at which times?
Well, because of the lag time, especially with Netflix, where you do all 10 at once, so it's probably a year and a half, if not more, lag time, I try to stay away from them unless they're, you know, things that in my head I do like a 10-year rule. If it's still going to hold up in 10 years, you know, I'm not going to do a joke about that week's news. But, you know, a joke about Michael Jordan, LeBron will go on forever, you know. Mm. Not that we make jokes about them. I'm just using an example.
Sure.
Something that I don't like pop culture. We don't do a weekly show, so it just has to. I don't like pop culture jokes, especially, like I said, with the lag time that we have.
Mm.
If it's not, I don't. You never know what's going to be funny, and or people are going to like. I like Eminem, but sometimes I listen to those albums and like ripping on the guy from Backstreet Boys or whatever, whoever he ripped on. It just doesn't age very well. So the bigger names, you know, are going to last for a long time.
Gotcha.
There's no Beatles references. There's no Beatles references to the New Kids on the Block.
And, man, Guy Fieri. Now, I've been watching a lot of Guy Fieri on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives and all the Food Network shows. I bet a lot of people listening to this right now have been watching Food Network in quarantine. He voices himself in the second episode. How awesome was it having one of the biggest names in food and television?
It was awesome. I actually knew him. I've known him for a couple of years, and about a year and a half, I said, I just got an animated show, and you're going to do a voice on. He said, okay. So we kind of, you know, crowbarred it in there, tried to find a place for him, and I think people are going to be surprised to find out it's actually him. So it was fun to have him. You know, I kind of called in every favor I had for the show.
Yeah, I almost had to do sort of a double take, even though it's an animated version. I was like, yeah, that really is him. Wow, it's great that he's a part of this. And you're working with Bento Box, which is the team behind Bob's Burgers on this show. Give me the highlights of working with Bento Box.
They just do a lot of great work. And, like, I would say my favorite network animated show right now is Bob. So to have that team and to, like, ask them questions about, you know, season one of Bob is always a great resource. And to have the character designers from Bob's come up with these characters, you know, obviously I had input, but you always want to work with people more smarter and more talented than you. So having them there with the brains behind the animation of Bob was just a plus. Someone with as little animation experience than me, you know, and just, It was kind of nice to hear the struggles of season one of Bob's, which is probably the biggest animated show on TV, to know that they were, when I was getting down, that they had that struggle too. It made me feel good.
Right. Yeah, to feel that. And I was watching their San Diego Comic-Con virtual panel as well, and they're looking forward to getting the Bob's Burgers movie out there. Maybe it'll be early next year. You got to be looking forward to that too.
Yeah, I can't wait. We lost a couple people from our team to that movie, but probably for the best for the film. So I'm really looking forward to it. It should be great.
Yeah, we'll be able to see it in the theater.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I hope so, too, man. It's been 5 months since I've been in an indoor theater, and I'm starting to go a little crazy. So, yeah, hope we get back. And when it comes to hoops, if you're thinking about season two already, what do you think about this? How would your characters react if, let's say, all the high schools in the district had to play in a bubble for a short period of time, just like what's going on with the NBA right now?
Not a bad idea. The bubble's working out pretty well for the NBA. I mean, you know, whatever they have, I'm kind of on the team of whatever they can do to make basketball happen. So I'm happy about it. But come on out here. Help us with season two. I like that idea.
Oh, wonderful, man. I would love to, yes. And, yeah, definitely watching basketball now with the safety measures they put in is really nice. Glad that sports is back and that sports shows are back. And new ones like Hoops, it premieres this Friday, August 21st on Netflix. Very funny show. Congrats on it, Ben Hoffman. And thank you so much for being on the LCJ Q&A today.
Thanks, Jackson. I appreciate it, buddy.
You are welcome, sir. I am Lights Camera Jackson. Thank you for listening to this episode of the LCJ Q&A podcast. For more, go to lights-camera-jackson.com.